This conference will now be recorded.
Okay, good afternoon. It's 5 p.m. on Tuesday, April the 28th. We'll go ahead and call the city council meeting that's being done via teleconference. Call that to order. First item will be roll call. And I'll read out the names, and if you'll respond once your name is called. So Spencer H. Smith, the mayor, is present. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem.
Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, is present.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one.
Jennifer McCann, place one, present.
Thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three.
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, present.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four.
John Ryder, place four, present.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five. Jody Nicholas, place five. Okay, we'll move on. City Manager David Mitchell. Okay, present. Okay, City Secretary Julie Helsham.
Present.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and we do have a quorum. The second item on the agenda are mayoral proclamations and presentations. I see none.
That's correct, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Next item we'll go to is item number three. Number one. Discuss and consider approving the minutes of the meeting held on April 14th, 2020, and take the appropriate action.
Yes, Mayor.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes as written, please.
Thank you, Mr. Ryder.
Mayor, this is Jacqueline Fontaine, place three. I would like to second.
Okay, thank you, Mrs. Fontaine. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item?
No, Mayor.
Okay, I'll go ahead and call the roll. Michael Blomquist, how do you vote?
Michael Blomquist,
aye, Mayor.
Okay, Jennifer McCann, how do you vote?
I'm sorry, if somebody, I barely made anything out of that.
Do you want me to vote, Mr. Mayor?
Okay, all right, okay. Just we got a little cross wires here. Jennifer McCann, how do you vote on the consent item?
Four, Mayor. I vote four, yes.
Okay, thank you. And Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, how do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, how do you vote?
I vote yes, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. And Jody Nicholas, have you come on?
Yes, I vote yes.
Okay, you vote yes. Okay, and we have you, we'll check you there that you're present per the roll call. Thank you. All right, the item number three, the consent item passes unanimously 5-0. Next item number four, presentations by citizens. Citizens who desire to address the council on any matter may do so during this item. Please understand that while the council appreciates hearing your comments, state law, Texas Government Code 551.042, prohibits them from, one, engaging in discussion other than providing a statement of specific factual information or reciting existing city policy, and two, taking action other than directing staff to place the matter on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. The first item that we have under presentation by citizens is receive a presentation by Thomas Briganti regarding food truck regulations.
At this time, Thomas Briganti is on the line. Please press star six to unmute your mic.
unmuted. Hello?
Mr. Borganti?
Yes.
Okay, you have 3 minutes.
Okay, well, I came to Hackle Heights for a food truck permit, and I got all my food truck permits from soup to nuts. I got everything done. The problem is that I see here is that the code enforcement is classifying my truck as a trailer and not a food truck. And then when I ask for food truck regulations, they tell me that they don't have any regulations on food trucks. So I don't know. I purchased all these permits, and I believe you guys have a letter that I sent you there, I hope. I got all my permits and nowhere to sell food. Because now they're trying to get they classify me as a trailer and not a food truck. Hello.
Okay, Mr. Grante, have you discussed this again with the city planner and code enforcement?
Yes, when I first went there, they told me they didn't have any regulations. I called the police didn't have any problem. The fire department, I passed all their inspections. They don't have any problem with my food truck. When I went out to sell, they stopped me from selling because they said I can't park there because I'm a trailer and not a food truck. They don't believe that I have a food truck. Everybody else in town believes that I'm a food truck. They gave me a license for it, even the city, and they don't believe that I'm a food truck. And by the way, I have a very classy food truck. I don't think that this is a piece of junk. I spent and built this truck myself. It took me a year to build it.
City Manager, Mr. Mitchell.
Mr. Borganti, the council cannot respond tonight. All they can do is hear your concerns. Is there anything else you want to add?
If you read the letter that I sent you there, pretty much tells the whole story. And I hope you do read it because I would like some attention on this. I spend a lot of time and money trying to get a permit. But at this time, if you read that letter, it'll explain it.
Okay, this is
Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem.
We have your letter in the packet. The all the council, yes. Mayor as well, that we have that. And again, we'll take
yes.
That. Okay, Mr. Blomquist.
Yes, it's Michael.
There's also an ordinance there that they gave me that I have to follow. The same ordinance as a trailer and a boat. So they classify me as a trailer and a boat. I'm in the same classification, and it's a clean food truck in there. They classify that because it's built on a trailer. I'm a trailer.
Mr. Borganti, that is 3 minutes. I believe one of our council members had a response.
Yeah, this is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I'm just asking that the city manager have staff take a look at this and place it on the future agenda to see how if we can address this, if it's a code issue or something, we can get this rectified. Thank you.
Thank you very much. How long before I need to hear from you guys?
Right. Okay, Mr. Bonnie, thank you for your presentation. And Mr. Blomquist, that we have Mr. Briganti's letter, as well as the city does have the background timeline on this issue, and we will address it going forward. Okay, thank you. And that's the end of item number one. Item number two. Receive a presentation by Tamara Lamb regarding updating the City of Harker Heights city website regarding recycling. And she had requested through the city secretary that I go ahead and read her letter that she had submitted. And I'll do that now from Mrs. Lamb. Okay. Regarding the Harker Heights City website for recycling, can this page be updated to include the current list of what is accepted at the drop site? The last update is listed as 2011, Also, can a posting about the current closure of the recycling program be added to the page for the duration of the COVID-19 closure? Okay, Ms. Lamb, is she online that she wants to make a comment other than what I've read on this item?
Ms. Lamb, if you're online, can you press star six to unmute your mic? Ms. Lamb, if you're online, can you press star six to unmute your mic at this time?
Okay, and hearing none. And council, just for your information, that the city's website for the recycling drop center has been updated, and that the city manager provided me a hard copy of that. And again, but that is on the city website. This item has already been addressed by city staff. Okay, we'll move on to item number five, be public hearings. Conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider approving an ordinance amending Chapter 154 subdivisions, Section 154.36F3, fire hydrants of the City of Parker Heights, Texas Code of Ordinances to correctly reference the adopted fire code and take the appropriate action. Planning and Development Director.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. This is Joseph Molise, Director of Planning and Development for the City of Parker Heights. And I come before you tonight to bring a couple of issues of basically some housekeeping in our code of ordinances. When we were doing some research on a potential subdivision development, the fire marshal noticed that in the subdivision code of our code of ordinances, there was a reference to the fire code when looking at the requirements for fire hydrant placement. And so when he went and checked that reference in the code, he noticed that the section that it was looking for, that 150.02E, used to reference the International Fire Code. Now it actually references the International Energy Code. And what happened was back in 2015, 2016, when we adopted the international codes, we ended up bringing in several additional codes like the Energy Code and the Property Maintenance Code and so forth. So it shifted the fire code down to subsection J. So it was just a cross-reference that we didn't catch way back in 2015, 2016 when we amended the ordinances. And so staff's recommendation is that we amend the subdivision code just to reference the most currently amended and adopted edition of the International Fire Code. That way, if things get moved around again, we all know that we're still supposed to be looking at the fire code versus a specific section in the code of ordinances. So staff does recommend approval of amending the ordinance to that highlighted language that says the currently amended International Fire Code. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Molise. Do we have any questions or comments from the City Council?
No, Mayor.
No, sir.
Okay, this is a public hearing. Hearing none from the council. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone to speak for or against this item from the public? Anyone to speak for or against this item from the public? Okay, hearing none, we'll bring it back to the council. Do I have a motion?
Mayor, Jacqueline Fontaine, place three. I would like to make a motion. I move that we approve an amendment to Chapter 154, Subdivision, Section 154.36, Bolex Foxtrot F, comma, Bolex 3, comma, fire hydrants of the City of Parker Heights, Texas Code of Ordinance to correctly reference the adopted fire code based upon staff's recommendations and findings.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, seconds.
Okay, thank you. Right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, hearing none, I'll go ahead and poll the council. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one.
Jennifer McCann, place one, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, how do you vote?
Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three, votes yes.
Thank you. John Ryder, place four, how do you vote?
John Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the item passes unanimously 5-2-0. Next item under public hearings, conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider approving an ordinance amending the BYOB Business Regulation Ordinance 2220-10, section 125.09, paragraph F of the City of Arkwright, Texas Code of Ordinances to correct a clerical error which will standardize the appeals processes within Chapter 125 of the Arkwright Code of Ordinances and take the appropriate action. Planning and Development Director.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor and Council. This is Joseph Molise, Director of Planning and Development for the City of Harker Heights. As you recall, at our last council meeting, you adopted an ordinance for BYOB businesses that enacted some regulations on those. Well, while staff was putting together the application process and a summary packet for potential BYOB businesses, we noticed a discrepancy in the approval or denial appeal for a permit. So in other words, if somebody submits a permit application and that permit is denied, there is a process for appealing that. Just like there's a process for appealing if a permit is suspended or if a permit's revoked. And what we noticed is that if you look on the presentation, that the appeal for a permit approval or denial is sent to the City Council, whereas the appeals and the rest of the document all go to the Board of Adjustment. And in our Code of Ordinances, typically when we do have an appeal for anything, any decision by an administrative official or city officer, that is also sent to the Board of Adjustments. So at the advice of the City Attorney, it was recommended that we amend 125.09 to change the City Council to the Board of Adjustment so that we have a unified process for appeals throughout the entire Code of Ordinances. So as it stands now, it's not an invalid section. It just means if we were to deny an application, it would get appealed to the City Council, and it would be a lot cleaner process if it went to the Board of Adjustment. So again, the City Attorney recommended that we go ahead and change the language, and staff agrees and does recommend approval of an ordinance amending Ordinance 2020-10. I would certainly be happy to answer any questions you might have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Molise. Are there any questions from the City Council? Hearing none, this is a public comment. Is there anyone to speak for or against this item? Anyone to speak for or against this item? Okay, hearing none, back to the council. Do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion. This is Jody.
Okay, please, go ahead.
Motion to approve an amendment to the BYOB Business Regulation Ordinance 2020-10 at 125.09F of the Harker Heights Code of Ordinances to correct a clerical error which will standardize the appeals processes within Chapter 125 of the Harker Heights Code of Ordinances based upon staff recommendation and findings.
Okay, thank you, Mrs. Nicholas. Do I have a second?
Councilman Ryder, place four, will second that motion.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ryder. A second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Hearing none, I'll call the roll. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem.
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine. I vote yes.
Thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion passes unanimously 5-0. Next item is item six is old business, and I see none.
That's correct, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Next item, number seven, new business, number one. Discuss and consider approving the resolution of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, declaring engineering firms to be pre-qualified to provide certain professional services to the city, subject to specified conditions, and take appropriate actions. Public Works Director.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Mark Hyde, Public Works Director. The request for qualifications legal notice was published in the Killeen Daily Herald on February 2nd and again on February 9th, 2020. 24 packets were sent out for engineering statements of qualifications. Packets were received until 2 o'clock p.m. on March 3rd. 16 highly qualified engineering firms responded with statements of qualifications. A five-member evaluation committee pre-qualified 16 firms based on qualifications, experience, and competence in water, wastewater, transportation, and drainage projects. Public Works recommends that for a period of 2 years from this date, the engineering firms listed on Schedule A of the resolution be deemed to have demonstrated competence and qualifications to perform professional engineering services for water, wastewater, transportation, and drainage projects subject to the conditions in the proposed resolution. I'll be glad to answer any questions for you.
Okay. Thank you, Council. This is new business. Any questions for Mr. Hyde from the council?
Yeah, Mark, I've got several, if you'll bear with me. On the request for qualification reference checks, I went through there and I had a couple of questions. A&S Engineers, I noticed on their form that they listed a Nathan Wade and a Debbie Gibson. Are those engineers, or are they individuals? Do they represent cities? It doesn't really say.
Yes, Mr. Ryder, this is Mark Hyde, Public Works Director. I would have to go back. I believe they are references designated for a certain company or a utility district. I'd have to go back and get that for you.
Okay, I'm not trying to beat you up on it. I did go through these and kind of review them, and I'm certain that you guys, just based on the fact you send this out and you have that questionnaire, that you guys go through them. But Burgess and Nichol, or Knightley, there was a couple non-recommendations, and again, I'm presuming that there were some negative responses, and I'm presuming that you guys kind of look at that stuff too. And I don't know if you call back to get a clarification. It seemed like it was pretty clear, the statement that was made. Also found one on CP&Y. There was one. And then several, the Clark and Fuller one, you had a list of David Poston. And I'm presuming, since I recognize that last name, that would have been Ken Poston from National United Bank. Because I know that Clark Fuller did a bunch of work for them. Does that sound correct?
Yes, sir. That does sound correct.
Okay. And then a couple others I had that listed, which kind of bothered me, that listed some cities that didn't respond. I'm guessing they said, do we send out the email, or do the engineers send out the email and the cities either respond or they don't? Sometimes I'm sure they're probably busy.
Yes, this is Mark Hyde, Public Works Director. Mr. Ryder, yes, we have the list of references, and we send out the emails and do the phone calls numerous times, and many times we don't get a response, and we do keep trying, and you'll see we try to get at least representative sampling from their references. So But if there are any of concern to you, we can certainly go back and recheck those further.
No, I trust you guys are going through this fairly thorough. I did see the Clean Engineering listed, didn't list any cities. They listed several individuals, and I'm guessing that they may not have done any city utility or any city work lately.
They have not. City of Harker Heights has used Clean Engineering in the past with acceptable results. We've always had a good working relationship with the survey and their engineering department.
All righty. Well, thank you, Mark. That's all I had.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions from the council for Mr. Hyde?
Yes, this is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I've got a couple of questions.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Mark, in the resolution, I totally understand why we want to have pre-approved so we can expedite activities that would require, you know, emergency repairs or maintenance. But down under the resolution, about three quarters of the way down, it's I'll just read it. So further resolved that if any time the city council or staff shall determine in the exercise of its sole and absolute discretion that a qualified firm may no longer meet the requirements of a qualified firm, such firm may be required to demonstrate its ability to meet such requirements, and if it fails to do so, may be removed from the qualified list of firms. 2 years is a long time to determine, you know, without any kind of checks or something. So I was just looking at maybe having if you come back to one of these firms to try to do an emergency repair or work to be done, have them provide the city with a legal document stating that they still meet the requirements and not put the onus back on the city to determine if they're still qualified and meet the prereqs. That way we have some legal coverage in the event that, you know, their big star and their firm that does all the stuff that was where they got pre-approved with is gone, and we don't know that. This would just give some cover for the city, I feel.
Yes, Mr. Blomquist, this is Mark Hyde, Public Works Director. So, yes, sir, we can certainly do that. And when we bring a engineering firm on to do a project, we have a professional services agreement drawn up that has a lot of stipulations in there. It's a city contract, and insurance and so forth, they still have to meet the insurance requirements. And we can certainly do that. Of course, when we do a big project, specialty project like you're alluding to, perhaps it's a wastewater project or water, we will go to engineering firms that specialize in that sort of work. We don't take chances on somebody that's new in the business, and we might start them on a smaller project and then try them out and see how they do. But the larger projects, we stay with our tried and true folks that we've worked with in the past.
Yeah, I understand. That's, you know, I know y'all do your due diligence on vetting these firms, but I just want to make sure that, you know, because the way it reads, it's kind of like, well, we have to determine on our own that they don't meet it. You know, I'd rather just to have some legalese in the contract to make sure that they're still bound by the what they submitted to get on this pre-approved list, that it's still valid. That's the only point I'm trying to make.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's certainly attainable. We can do that.
All right. Thank you.
Do you have any other questions from the council? Okay. Hearing none, it's a new business. Do I have a motion?
Yeah, Mayor, I make a motion to approve a resolution declaring the engineering firm listed on Schedule A to be pre-qualified to provide professional services for water, wastewater, transportation, and drainage projects for the city of Harker Heights, subject to specified conditions based upon staff's recommendations and findings.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Ryder. Do we have a second?
Mayor, this is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place 3. I would like to second.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Fontaine. A second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, hearing none, I will call the roll for the vote. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
This is Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
Mayor, this is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five. How do you vote?
Jody Nicholas, place five. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. And the motion and second, and the motion passes unanimously, 5-0. The second item under new business is to discuss and consider approving an ordinance of the City of Harker Heights, Texas, amending ordinance 220-06 of the Harker Heights Code to extend the public health emergency declaration through May 31st, 2020, and take the appropriate action. City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor. As the council is aware, we approved a emergency declaration that goes through the end of this month. So we have a couple more days. And at that time, we mentioned that at this point on the 28th, when the council meeting was held, we would take another look at this to see what we need to do in terms of extending it. We are recommending that you do extend it through May the 31st, so the end of the next month. And this declaration continues to align the city's COVID-19 response measures to those issued by Bell County and the state. If Bell County or the state modify their orders, which they have since our last meeting, then the city's requirements would automatically reflect those modifications to include the governor's staged initiatives of reopening Texas. I want to point out that the city has put on our website and Facebook the governor's report to open Texas. I encourage our citizens and businesses to go take a look at that report. And the way our declaration is worded, we track with him. So our directives here as a city follow right in what the governor is doing as far as opening Texas back up. I do want to point out to council our current update, which you know you received earlier today on the COVID-19 status of Bell County. 165 cases in Bell County, 3 deaths, 73 recoveries. We have 14 cases reported in Harker Heights, 8 of which have now recovered. Again, I won't mention the governor's report. I encourage our council as well as our citizens and staff to review the governor's report on reopening Texas, and also to stay tuned for more city updates as far as city lobbies and things like that that will be opening. We'll be tracking what the governor's doing in terms of our lobbies and things like that here at City Hall and other buildings. And in conclusion, Mayor, I'd just like to add that we are super proud of our council and our staff for helping us navigate through this very difficult period. We couldn't be more proud of all of you. For the direction from our council, the clear direction from our council, as well as the bravery and courage shown by our frontline staff and all our staff, really, and to continue to serve our citizens well during a very difficult time. Again, council, our declaration doesn't change anything. It does track with the states, and what it does allow the city to do, however, is be eligible for reimbursement should we have to expend any funds due to our COVID-19 response. Mayor, that concludes my presentation. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Great, thank you. Any questions from the council for the city manager? Okay, hearing none, it's new business. Do I have a motion?
Yes, Mayor. This is Mayor Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I'd like to make a motion.
Okay, please.
I make a motion to approve an ordinance amending ordinance 2020-06 of Harker Heights Code to extend the public health emergency declaration through May 31st, 2020.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a second?
This is Jacqueline Fontaine, place three. I second.
Thank you, Mrs. Fontaine. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, I'll call the roll for the vote. Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Jennifer McCann, place one. How do you vote?
Jennifer McCann, place one. I vote yes.
Thank you. Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. How do you vote?
This is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I vote yes.
Thank you. John Ryder, place four. How do you vote?
Councilman Ryder, place four, votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Jody Nicholas, place five, how do you vote?
This is Jody Nicholas, place five, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the motion passes unanimously 5-0. Thank you. Okay, the next item, number eight on our list here, is reports of advisory boards and commissions. I see none.
That's correct, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Item number nine, items from the council. Do we have anything from the council?
Mayor, this is Jacqueline Soriano Fontaine, place three. I just want to say caveat from David's remarks that the city has done a really great job, and I appreciate them every day staying safe and making sure that our citizens are taken care of. So thank you once again.
Thank you. Anything else from the council?
This is Michael Blomquist, Mayor Pro Tem. I just want to give kudos again to the fire and the police. I know I've seen citizens drop off food items posted on the Facebook group sites for appreciation of all the hard work they're doing. And I also want to especially highlight all the work the library has done in putting together activities online for citizens across Harker Heights and outside to pass the time and make things more enjoyable for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else from the council? Okay, hearing none, move on to item number 10, staff reports. Number one, receive and discuss the city manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor. For our citizens that may be listening in, I encourage you to go to the city's website as well as the city's social media pages. Some of our departments have separate pages, along with the city has a page in general. And please just keep up with us that way. We have a lot going on, as the council members have mentioned, to give people some things to do to pass the time during the stay at home. Stay at home's over now, but we still have some people who are staying home due to being in the high risk classes. Moving to the city manager report, Parks and Recreation. The Parks and Recreation Department gave out free at-home camping kits to the first 25 families that registered for those. That was back on April 22nd was the registration. The kits included s'more supplies, camping activities, and lessons to learn how to leave no trace. And the kits were then distributed one by one. That was to remain properly socially distanced. That was done on April the 24th. So another neat program that our Parks Department put together. Also, there is the virtual running challenge, which will officially begin this Friday and will run through the month of May. More information on that, you can get on the Parks and Recreation website or Facebook page. I think that may be a running thing I could do, maybe a virtual marathon. I complete my first marathon that way. Visit our virtual recreation center for tips on getting outdoors while social distancing. So a lot of cool things out there that our Parks Department is providing in the virtual realm. I want to point out from our Human Resources Department, a couple of our essential positions that we have open, our firefighter, paramedic, and water service worker. And we are taking applications for those two positions right now. Moving to our fire department, you see that the fire department has had several donations of PPE and appreciation from the public. And they want to give a special thanks to Debbie Mozick, Lisa Youngblood, Harker Heights Interact Club, Casey Ball, and many others. Again, you'll see that on the social media pages for both the PD and the FD. Many people have come in and brought them treats and food, which is very welcomed, and they have done, our PD and FD have done a tremendous job, well deserved. Now, the fire department has received for the second year in a row the highest Mission Lifeline Award, the Gold Plus Award from the American Heart Association. That is given to departments that meet exceptional standards in handling heart attack emergencies. So again, kudos to our fire department. Award. Moving to our police department, I do want to point out that Chief Gadd did congratulate Leona Clay for our human resource director on recently obtaining her Master Peace Officer certification. Congratulations, Leona, on that. Moving to our activity center, Council, I want to point out what you will see there under our senior recreation that May is Older Americans Month, and the senior recreation program will be celebrating our seniors. Photos will be posted on the Facebook to honor our seniors. There's also a senior to senior program where seniors from the senior recreational program can write a piece of advice to give to graduating high school and college seniors, and we will share the advice on the website. May is also National Pet Month, and the seniors are welcome to send in photos of themselves with their furry friends to share with everyone. Staff will have photos of their dogs in the newsletter so that seniors can guess whose pet is whose.
Moving to events, you see there are Earth Day Arbor Day Art Contest had 21 entries, and the pictures of the winning pieces of art were announced on the Parks and Recreation website and Facebook. Also, soon you'll be hearing more about our Monarch Butterfly program. I want to mention on it, the Library Activity Center and Parks and Recreation are combining forces to celebrate the migration of the Texas state insect, the monarch butterfly. As part of the Mayor's Monarch Butterfly Pledge Initiative, the departments will provide a variety of programs, informational posts, website games, and drive and hunt community activities. So please be checking the library and Parks and Recreation websites for more information on those activities. Moving to the library, the Stuart C. Meyer Harker Heights Public Library is offering again our curbside pickup service. Council, that was something that we had shut down per the governor's recommendations or requirements. We opened that back up Monday, April the 24th, so our citizens can take advantage of the drive-through service here at our library, as well as, again, stay tuned. There'll be some changes coming in relation to that, where citizens now will be able to access our library. We hope to roll that out this coming week, but more, we'll be putting out more information as this week goes on that. Also, April is Poetry Month. You may have seen that on our social media sites, as many of our staff members have read some of their favorite pieces of poetry. And May the 4th be with you. Weekend of Star Wars will be May 1st through the 5th through the library's Facebook page. We'll have crafts, book lists, story times, costume characters. We'll have Facebook polls, posts, and fun. And Mayor, that concludes my presentation. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, thank you, Council. Any questions for the City Manager? Okay, hearing none. Next item is, and again, I just want to encourage everybody to continue to support the city and the citizens as we continue through this COVID-19. Again, we've still got a long way to go with it, but I appreciate everybody within your circle of influence as far as helping out in this effort. The time being 5:42, we're adjourned.
Hello.